At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Banned from their local farmers market for opposing a theoretical same-sex marriage. Oh, yeah. This is drama in America in 2017. Carrie Kupek joins us at 6:35. It's 6 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. How well did D.C. police respond to the chaos of last January 20th, Inauguration Day? Well, the D.C. Council is now setting some money aside for an independent office to review the actions of the D.C. police that day.
It was a violent scene on Inauguration Day that resulted in over 200 arrests, but now D.C.'s Office of Police Complaints wants to do an in-depth review of how police reacted that day.
Some of our observations indicated some of the First Amendment rights of some of the protesters were not being followed.
OPC's director Mike Tobin says the $150,000 request to the D.C. Council is because this investigation goes beyond what they normally do.
There was a lot of video footage. There was a very high volume of documents and individuals that need to be interviewed.
Some people that got arrested that day have filed suit, arguing they had nothing to do with the protests. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two people are dead after a shooting last night in Montgomery Village. Police found the victims in a car parked on Gallery Court around 10:45. The victims' names have not been released as police continue to look for suspects. Could President Trump's tweets be complicating the legal fight over his executive order on immigration?
The president's statements can still be used against him.
CNN legal analyst Laura Coates addressing legal challenges that President Trump's own words may have created for his executive order on immigration. The stalled order seeks to temporarily restrict travel to the U.S. from several Muslim-majority nations. Administration officials have for months insisted that it is not a travel ban. But after the White House communications staff tried to reinforce that message Tuesday, Trump doubled down on his preferred verbiage, tweeting, quote, "That's right, we need a travel ban for certain dangerous countries, not some politically correct term that won't help us protect our people." I'm Reed Binion.
More testimony today in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial.
Testimony on the first day was dominated by an agency employee who claims Cosby forced her to swallow a pill after he invited her to his bungalow at the Bel Air Hotel in Los Angeles in 1996. Attorney Gloria Allred represents several of Cosby's accusers.
The next thing she knows, she woke up in his bed.
In the opening arguments, the prosecutor said this case is about trust, betrayal, and the inability to consent. The defense painted accuser Andrea Constand as a liar motivated by greed. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Two new Virginia laws aimed at ending bullying in schools are being signed into law today by the governor at a high school in Woodbridge. One of those bills was sponsored by State Senator Jeremy McPike, whose own brother committed suicide.
We need to start to understand the impacts that mental health has on our teenage kids. And it really starts in middle school. It starts very early.
The governor will be at Forest Park High School in Woodbridge today for that bill signing. Former FBI Director James Comey testifies on Capitol Hill on Thursday, and one local bar is opening early that day for those who want to come and watch.
Shaw's Tavern on Florida Avenue in Northwest is used to getting crowds to watch political debates. On Thursday, General Manager Rob Heim says they're opening at 9:30 a.m. for those who want to watch the James Comey hearing with a crowd. And he says there will be specials.
We'll be doing $5 Stoli Russian Vodka specials flavors, and we're doing an FBI sandwich, just basically a fried chicken, bacon, iceberg lettuce sandwich.
He says all five TVs in the bar will be showing the hearing, but if you can't get away from the office, you can always listen to the Comey hearing live on our website. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,184, the NASDAQ at 62.96. Sports, the Nationals get a road win in L.A. The O's had the night off. They play the Pirates at home tonight. Stanley Cup Finals, Nashville takes Game 4. WMDA, the Mystics visit Dallas tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I imagine I'm no different than you.
Rush. We just want to laugh.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's going to have a fun quotient to it.
More than just politics. Weekdays, noon till 3.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here.
A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound in Lorton. That's where you had the tractor-trailer incident. Still crowds that right lane. Watch for continuous delays now coming out of Dale City. Also, our normal volume pushing through Stafford toward Aquia with us already. On 66 and through Manassas toward Centerville below speed. Out of Manassas Park, it's just the signal light delays, but they get pretty intense here pushing northbound toward I-66, 66 through Falls Church also slows eastbound. Now, let's get you over near Joint Base Andrews. Keep in mind, road repairs will be ongoing on Allentown Road between Route 5, Branch Avenue, and Oth Road. We'll have one lane getting by in each direction using the eastbound lanes. Northbound 301 north of 214 Central Avenue for the crash. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
I go with unsettled. It's really not going to be a bunch of rainfalls we head on through the next couple of days, but as long as this upper level low spins to our north, a cloud sun mix and a slight chance of showers today, 78. Tonight, more showers. Tomorrow, showers. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Arlington, 61 in Frederick, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Still texting while driving? Well, Apple plans to block your efforts on the iPhone. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 6:35, a family farm banned from their local farmer's market for opposing a theoretical same-sex marriage. Carrie Kupek will be our guest. 7:05, Qatar has become the Arab world's problem child, and Dr. Michael Makovsky will discuss that with us. 7:35, Eric Scheidler is with the Pro-Life Action League to talk about Planned Parenthood's booming abortion business. 8:05, Juliet Hisney. Hear about drug-sniffing dogs in Arlington schools. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. A packed show on a packed Tuesday morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnaise and Mary Walter this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard? Well, getting into Harvard, everybody thinks, wow, it's so hard. You must be brilliant in order to get into Harvard. Well, Harvard University has taught a very hard lesson to approximately 10 students, potential freshmen, who are going to be in the class of 2021. Harvard revoked their offer to them to join the class of 2021 after searching their social media.
Oof.
Yeah.
Imagine being their parents.
Yeah, according to the Harvard Crimson, these students were part of a group. It was a number of students who had already accepted spots in the freshman class created a Facebook group for incoming students that was at one point named the Harvard Memes for Horny Bourgeois Teens.
Huh.
You probably shouldn't put the name Harvard in it if you don't want Harvard to find it. I'm probably be a good way to do it. So they may be book smart, but they're not common sense
smart.
Yeah,
it's not exactly good spycraft or anything.
And inside the group, the students were sharing memes and images that made fun of, are you ready? Sexual assault, the Holocaust, and the death of children.
Oh, yeah, all oldies but goodies.
Those it's the trifecta.
The trifecta of safe topics.
And the hat trick of insults. The message also included jokes about ethnic and racial groups. I'm just not going to go there. Really, some of the stuff, just horrific. Like, what the hell were you thinking? So here's what we wanted to find out. We've got more on this, but 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Do you monitor your kids' social media? Seriously, do you monitor it? Do you think you know it all? Because kids have fake Instagram accounts that mom's part of, but then they have the real Instagram account. Do you really think you see all your kids' social media, number one? And number two, do your kids really, truly understand that it's never really private? And even if you delete it, it never goes away. Ever. I just don't think that kids get it. And maybe this will help them get it. 888-630-9625. Vince, what about your daughter?
Well, my daughter's not old enough to have a social media account. Although that doesn't stop some parents. They do create social media accounts for their infants. And, like, call them, you know, Baby Wilson, you know, Baby Wilson. And you could just, like, follow them and all their progress as they grow up. In fact, I think that's actually against Facebook's terms of service. They'll come in and delete those accounts. And I have friends who've tried to do that and then had, like, tons of old updates and photos just deleted by Facebook because they're like, hey, you're violating the terms of service. I right now, on my phone, every time the President of the United States tweets, I have it set to be an alert, to be a push notification. So if the president tweets at any point today, I'm going to find out about it instantly because, you know, that's my job. I cover him in the news. We talk about it here on this radio show. But also, like, if my kid had a social media account, I probably would do the same thing. I mean, if I can pay attention with that much fervor to a perfect stranger, the president of the United States, you know, then I probably should spend at least as much intensity focused on my children. You know, just like to say, every time they post something new, it's just worth keeping an eye on. I mean, I have reporters at the Daily Caller who sometimes will tweet something. I'm like, I don't think you should have tweeted that. That wasn't advisable. In general, I'm totally fine with what you say. That was a little bit crazy. That might happen. But with your kid, imagine how much more intensity you might want to have. Clearly, you want to give them freedom, but you know you should be concerned about the way your child is representing themselves in public and whether or not they'll ever think back and go, man, that's really going to haunt me. Or, man, I really should not have said that at the time because now, 5 years later, I'm on the job market and all of a sudden, this is a big problem. I don't think Harvard did anything wrong here.
No, I don't either.
This is a standard expectation. If you are going to enter into a school or into a job, you should know that your social media accounts, especially everything that's public, should be looked at.
Yeah. And social media expert Ed Gazarian also thinks Harvard made the right decision.
This is a private institution that has made its brand on discretion on who it admits, the same way that most employers have a lot of discretion in who they bring into their organizations. The school is 100% right in what they've done.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have friends, I know a couple who their children, they can't have a phone until they're 10. And when they get a phone, it's one of those phones that only dials out certain numbers, that kind of thing, no texting. But when they get to the point where they have social media access, they have to turn their phones in every night to their parents. And their parents have all their social media passwords and everything. And if they see anything on the phone to which they do not have access, the phone gets taken.
Now, you want to be careful there.
Done.
Because remember, the parents who are over the top create psychopaths. We talked about that yesterday.
I don't think that's over the top, though.
If you too intently parent, you are creating a psychopath.
Well, see, the kids don't know when mom or dad are going to take the phone. They don't know. It's one of these random things, which I guess is a little fear is good. Howard from Manassas. Howard, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Howard.
Good morning. I have a 17-year-old. I'm sad to say, you know, this has been a long game now for the last 5 or 6 years. Don't monitor it as much as we should. They're always 3 steps ahead of us when you think you know everything. They've already figured out the newest and latest. And no, they will not learn their lesson. This is like the teenage boys that you show them pictures of other boys that wreck cars and drunk drivers and this, that, and the other, and it's always the attitude, well, that won't happen to me. And I'm very supportive of what Harvard did. And, you know, those kids, like somebody said, are probably smarter than the average bear, but they have no common sense. So they learned the hard lesson, and they'll probably go on to be successful somewhere else.
I mean, that's a good point. Howard, you know, childhood in general is about learning tough lessons, but it's usually within the confines of a small audience. You know, where you don't have
not
that many.
In today's world, everything is out there. I mean, I'm driving alone in my truck right now, and somebody still probably knows what I'm doing somehow or another. I'm joking, but, you know, seriously, it's a new world, and everybody has to realize.
Howard, let me ask you, does your 17-year-old truly get that it's always out there forever and ever, or do you think your 17-year-old doesn't get it? Like, understands it, but doesn't think
it? They know it, but they don't think it, generally speaking, that it will happen to them. They're like, well, I'm no big deal. I mean, who's going to care? My son, in particular, is a good athlete, and he's being looked at by some colleges for, you know, potential scholarship stuff. And, you know, you tell them, hey, the coaches can check you out. And, you know, but then it's always the attitude, well, everybody's doing it, this, that, and the other. Of course,
I'll tell you what.
Share it is the extreme, but,
thank you, Howard. I tell you what,
in
2017, all it takes is saying one unkind thing in front of an iPhone for the entire world to rip open your social media accounts and figure out who you are. 6:15 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're doing much better now in Lorton. Just watch the tractor trailer move along northbound 95. All lanes reopen. That had been crowding that right lane. However, we do have delays out of Dale City. Now, Maryland, we have a couple things. North on 301, north of 214 Central Avenue. That's where crews are dealing with a tractor trailer accident. It's going to be on 301 northbound as you come up to Mitchellville Road. Looks like they have traffic stopped through that stretch. Stop and go on 270 through Urbana. High is down, but it's just been about the volume. And once you get down toward Clarksburg, beyond, still wide open. Germantown, Rockville down to the Beltway. So a good time to get going. Oh, we're in good shape, too. 29 out, not only just out of Columbia into Burtonsville, but now through Four Corners. All signs of the earlier crash on Colesville Road at University Boulevard gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we got some sun and clouds mixed with a slight chance of a rain shower, high of 78 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies this evening will give way to occasional showers overnight, low near 60. And then tomorrow, a few showers early with overcast skies. Later in the day, a high of 68. Right now in the nation's capital, 67 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Oh, sure. He went to Harvard.
Well, there's some kids who will not be going to Harvard. Who thought they were going to Harvard? Supposed to be members of the class of 2021. And Harvard, after finding some social media postings from these teens, said, oh, yeah, no, you're not coming to Harvard. And they rescinded their acceptance to Harvard because of social media and things that they posted on social media. And we were curious to find out if you monitor your kids' social media the best you can. It is hard. Harvard, with our last caller, actually suspended their men's soccer team after they were found on social media to be rating the women's soccer team's attractiveness.
Oh, come on.
So the men's soccer team was suspended. So it happens, but do kids get it? Do they even get it? No matter how much you tell them, do you watch their little teenage brains and go, the elevator's just not going all the way to the top on this one, is it? And they just don't get it. 888-630-9625.
My standard is if somebody was to stick a microphone in front of your kid's face and say, okay, you're live on national television, what are you going to say? That should be the standard by which you'd govern your social media. What would be the thing? How would you present yourself to an international audience? Because that's what you're doing. You're putting it in public. Anybody can see it, or anybody can go back and see it. And how often have we seen people have their social media ripped through the second they become a subject in the news, wittingly or otherwise?
Like reality winner. Stephen from Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good. We're doing good. So do your kids get it? Do you monitor?
So I don't have kids. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I laughed out loud. I'm driving into Leesburg. But when you were talking about your friend, Mary, who controls your friend's or her kid's cell phones like that, the whole time I was thinking exactly what you guys talked about yesterday morning And Vince brought it up. I was glad to hear that he brought up the psychotic part of it because that was hilarious.
Well, I'll have to let you all know.
But I appreciate y'all, and y'all got a great show in the morning.
Thank you so much, Stephen. That was very nice.
Well, we don't want to create too many psychopaths.
Well, I'll let you know. One of them right now is in Villanova. So she's doing okay. She's a business major. She's doing fine. So no psychopath, at least with the oldest. I have to tell you, looking at them, the youngest has potential.
For psychopath.
Do you know what I mean? You look at it from the outside looking, and you're like,
for psychopathy?
Could go horribly awry.
Horribly wrong.
Horribly awry. There's always one. 888-630-9625 is the number. Do you monitor?
So we were talking about this a little bit on the break, which is the difference between the way boys and girls treat social media.
Yeah.
Are boys, you know, less risk averse than girls? My sense is yes. First of all, that boys will take way more risks. They lack whatever chemical thing they're supposed to have as teenagers, or they have some extra chemical. Either way, the point is their risk tolerance is very high, and they're willing to take a tremendous amount. I'm just thankful that I didn't have Twitter and Facebook at my disposal in high school, because I probably would have made more than a handful of embarrassing mistakes on social media. But the big thing that I think about constantly is, have you ever Googled yourself and actually just clicked on images to like look at what the photos of you are that exist on the internet? If you've ever done that practice and been like, oh, I don't like the representative photos of me that exist on Google, well, chances are you were part of the problem to begin with, which is to say you picked that as your avatar, or you picked that in some social media posting. So, like, just remember the stuff you're putting online, that's going to become your resume. That's the lasting internet impression of who you are.
I wonder how many adults have had social media examined. Did you ever be, because they told me, listen, for this job, I was told that, yeah, well, we checked your social media. They checked it out, absolutely. And when I had to give them my social media, like all of my pages and this and that and everything else. But I've been very, very careful. And I have, because I know, being in this industry, that people are constantly looking us up all the time. So I have been very, very careful. And I maybe because I am from a different generation, because I didn't grow up, just like you didn't grow up, we grew up with social media. But like you said, thank goodness, because the pictures of us from college doing stupid stuff, that kind of thing, they're in somebody's attic, and the negatives are long gone. So you actually have to search in someone's attic to find those pictures. So for us, it's a little bit different, a little bit more forgiving. So I think maybe we're a little bit more cautious as adults.
I just thank the good Lord that no records exist of that time. 622 so on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm. Part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Mary Walter here, and you know, 2 weeks ago I was flat on my back with the flu. It kicked my butt, and I spent a good week in bed, but it was actually not that bad because it was comfortable. My husband and I recently went to Mattress. We went mattress shopping and we got the world's most comfortable mattress, and we got it from Mattress Warehouse. Being sick is miserable, but if you're going to be stuck in bed, you might as well be comfortable. But what's comfortable for us may not be what's comfortable for you, which is why you have to try the bed match system at Mattress Warehouse. Bed match is a computerized system, and it measures your weight distribution when you lie down on a mattress. And what it does is it does all these calculations, and it spits out 5 to 6 mattress suggestions tailored just for you. We literally saved hours looking for a new mattress. And with the adjustable base, I was able to sleep in a comfortable position without being propped up by pillows. You know how it is when you're sick, you can't lie down all the way because you get really stuffed up or you can't stop coughing? Well, the adjustable base made it easier for me to get a good night's sleep. So if you're not sleeping on a mattress that is the perfect match for you, get to Mattress Warehouse and find your perfect mattress with Bed Match. You can find the nearest Mattress Warehouse just by going to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com for Mattress Warehouse.
When Tyson Foods was indicted for human smuggling, who's the first guy they called? Ed Gillespie. The Washington Post reports Gillespie was paid $1.1 million to make excuses for trafficking illegal aliens and lobby for amnesty. Then Gillespie lied to cover it up. Corey Stewart's always been on our side. Stewart stood up to the left, the media, and establishment Republicans, cracked down on illegal aliens and sadistic gangs like MS-13.
2013 and won five times in a blue county. As governor, Stewart will ban sanctuary cities and support President Trump, not defend human smugglers.
This is Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad because Virginia Republicans need a strong conservative who will stand up and fight back. That's how I won five times the lead of blue county. That's how I'll beat the Democrats in November.
Tough, strong, unafraid. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for Governor.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. Let's go Maryland, the Bowie area. On 301 northbound, north of 214 Central Avenue, crews are dealing with a tractor trailer incident. Looks like it might be there for a while, but you do have one single lane to the far right getting by. Again, that's 301 north, north of Central Avenue. Now, let's go 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie in great shape this morning through to the Beltway. Beltway, slowest stretch on the Maryland side from College Park to Silver Spring. Virginia Beltway, you're still off to a quiet start. Now for DC 295, slowdowns just north of the Beltway, and that takes you off and on up toward the Naval Research Lab. DDOT crews are on their way to see if there's anything blocking. It's unusually heavy there. On 395, watch for delays coming off the Beltway off and on toward Duke Street. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Upper level low is going to hang around to our north. Still spinning a northwesterly breeze, a mix of clouds and sunshine, and just a few showers possible today. 78, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
All right, 6:26 now on WMAL. We're talking social media. These Harvard kids all kicked out, didn't get accepted because their social media was chaotic. And I think that's a good thing. John from Fredericksburg joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, John. We got about a minute. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't really post on social media per se, but I do post a lot of political stuff under different pseudonyms. And I would never tell anyone what those are because, you know, possible employers and such then get to judge you on your political beliefs, which should be utterly illegal. So you're just basically using
shell accounts where that don't have any identity with your actual name,
right?
Which is brilliant. It's a very smart thing to do. Thank you so much, John. Smart thing to do. But listen, a private employer has the right to hire or fire you, I think, for whatever reason. And if they don't like your political beliefs, well, then, there you go.
But also, John's position is an adult one. Often, children don't even think of that. They just use their real
name.
That's true. 6:28 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Step up to higher rates.
rates, John Marshall Bank is offering 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CDs that not only offer a highly competitive initial rate, the rate automatically increases each anniversary to help protect your savings. It's a step-up and over conventional CDs. To take advantage of this limited-time offer for new money and to learn more about our automatic rate increase step-up CD, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
All right, a family farm was banned from their local farmer's market because they opposed a theoretical same-sex marriage.
Huh?
Yeah, that's coming up when we return on Mornings on the Mall. It's 6:30 now. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Montgomery County police are looking for suspects in the shooting deaths of two people in Montgomery Village late last night. The names of the victims have not been released yet. It happened on Gallery Court, police say, around 10:45 last night. The two victims were found in a car parked on the street. Much of the area around London Bridge remains cordoned off following Saturday night's deadly knife attack, and authorities are now searching a neighborhood near the home of two of the three dead attackers, hours after police say they freed everyone who had been detained following the attack. Is the president's executive order on immigration a travel ban or not?
At the podium, spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders is miffed over the semantics.
Whether you call it a ban, whether you call it a restriction, he cares that we call it national security and that we take steps to protect the people of this country.
But for legal purposes, administration officials argue it's not a ban on all Muslims entering the United States, just from countries where terrorism is prevalent. Still, as the matter played out in the media, the president tweeted, "People, the lawyers, and the courts can call it whatever they want, but I am calling it what we need and what it is, a travel ban." Bob Costantini, Washington.
Today's the deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail for next week's Virginia primary. The State Department of Elections says applications for an absentee ballot in the mail must be received by 5 p.m. today. That request can be made by mail, fax, or email. The deadline to absentee vote in person in Virginia is 5 p.m. on Saturday. And another longtime Washington TV weatherman is calling it a day. NBC4's Tom Kierine has announced he'll be retiring in a couple of weeks. ABC7's Doug Hill also announced recently his retirement. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,184, the Nasdaq at 62.96. Sports, the Nats beat the Dodgers. The O's had the night off. They host the Pirates tonight. Nashville takes Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. WNBA, the Mystics, take on Dallas tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruprelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage. Lower costs and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home?
intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If online dating is turning you off, let us introduce you to It's Just Lunch, the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for professional singles.
Getting to know my clients is the most important part of what we do and why we're so successful.
Let someone else do the legwork. All you have to do is show up and have a great time.
We bring a more successful way of dating to the table.
And to celebrate making sparks fly for over a quarter of a century, new IJL members will receive a special offer during the month of June. Call or text 202-466-6699.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound as you try to get toward the Prince William Parkway. That's our latest problem. Crash along the left side and get a little relief then, and you'll hit the slowdowns again. Lorton up through to Newington. Had an earlier crash there. Gone. Now for 395, with these delays as you leave 95, been looking at all the traffic cameras. Looks like it's the sun glare causing that heavy delay to get you through Landmark. Then you catch a little bit of a break through Shirlington into town. North on DC 295, crews are responding or searching for an incident near the Naval Research Lab. To the Wilson Bridge, your backup's almost back near St. Barnabas Road, but before you get to 210 for sure. Northbound on 301, Bowie commuters north of 214 Central Avenue. Still watch. We're going to have this crash, looks like, for a while involving a tractor trailer. Far right shoulder, looks like, is what's getting by the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More chances of just a few showers here as upper level low pressure spins to our north. A northwesterly breeze, fairly light. And a few clouds this morning, clouds and sun this afternoon. Anytime it could pop a shower, 78. Occasional showers, 60 tonight. A few showers early tomorrow, then cloudy, 68 once again. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Warrenton, 61 in Rockville, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. And good morning to you. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. We have a jam-packed show for you coming up at 7:05. Dr. Michael Makovsky, he is a former Pentagon official who is now the president of the Jewish Institute for National Security of America. Qatar. We're going to talk about it, and should we pull out of there? 7:35, Eric Scheidler, the executive director of the Pro-Life Action League. 8:05, Julie Hisnay. She is a lawyer. We'll talk about Virginia schools and drug-sniffing schools in Arlington public schools. I think a lot of parents are going to be interested in that. 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter, alongside Vince Colonese.
Good morning, and we're joined now by Carrie Kupek. She's with the Alliance Defending Freedom. And, Carrie, you are working on a very interesting case, a troubling one for sure. First off, thank you for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, thanks for having me on.
So this case is out of Michigan, right? Is that correct?
That's right.
And what is the name of the family? This is the Tenez family?
The Tenez family.
Okay. And so what the news reports we've seen suggest they've been growing crops at their farm. It's called the Country Mill Farm. And they've always used the local farmer's market. Owned by the city of East Lansing, of course, in Michigan. And this year, city officials have told the Catholic family that their blueberries and sweet corn are no longer are welcome at the farmer's market. Why is that?
Yeah, it's really very concerning, as you just said. This is a farm that's been in their family for two generations. The farm itself dates back to the 1800s. And this family has employed people from all different backgrounds, cultures, races, those who identify as LGBT. And they are Catholic, as you said. And so because they're Catholic, they only host weddings on their property, literally in their home and backyard, that are consistent with the Catholic faith's teaching on marriage. And the local farmers market found that out, discovered that they actually hold the Catholic belief on marriage, because Steve Tennis, owner of Country Mill Farms, had posted a reference about their beliefs in marriage in response to an inquiry on his Facebook page. And next thing you know, they were kicked out and blocked out of this local farmer's market they had been selling organic apples at and other produce for over 6 years. They were actually the only organic apple seller, and they were a well-loved customer and vendor. In fact, at one point, the farmer's market posted on their Facebook page, "We love Country Mill." But that came to an abrupt end when they discovered that they only host marriages consistent with the Catholic faith teaching in their own home.
So in summary, somebody posts to his Facebook page and asks, "Hey, would you host a same-sex marriage at your home?" And the answer was no, because we're a Catholic family and we'd like to just have heterosexual marriages at our home and on this farm. And for that reason, they're no longer allowed to be a part of the farmer's market.
Right, and they refer weddings to other orchards in the area. And I think what's particularly concerning is this push that we're seeing in our culture that one can parse out their faith. For instance, so yes, his Catholic faith informs him on what marriage is, but it also informs him on a number of other things. For instance, he and his wife both served in the U.S. military. They felt compelled by their faith and their patriotism to do that. Like I said, they employ people of all different cultures and backgrounds and religions, and those who identify as LGBT. They actually won an award in the state for their excellent treatment of seasonal workers. They built high-quality apartments on their property for seasonal workers so they would not have to live in some of the less quality housing that, unfortunately, seasonal workers often have to undergo. And they also, this family has partnered with their local food bank where they donate thousands of apples per year so that needing families in the area will have fresh produce throughout the winter. And so this is very concerning. In America, tolerance should be a two-way street, not a place where Christian, Jewish, and Muslim farmers get kicked out of a farmer's market simply for holding their faith's teachings about marriage.
How does this jibe with the freedom for religion? I think it was an executive order that President Trump signed. Wasn't that designed to prevent exactly this from happening?
Well, that order would really more affect those who are employed by the federal government. But yeah, President Trump, during his campaign, said that protecting religious freedom would be his first priority. And there's a reason for that. Religious freedom is our first freedom. Civil liberties travel together. And I think it's also important to remember, for those who are listening, that religious freedom is good for the economy. In countries where religious freedom is protected, economies thrive, communities thrive. And there was actually a study that came out just a few months ago by a Georgetown professor and a fellow at the museum, where they valued the goods and services provided by faith-based organizations at over $1 trillion annually to this nation. So in other words, religious freedom is also very good for our economy.
So where does this go? You have filed a lawsuit on behalf of the family. So where does this go from here? Do you think that East Lansing will back down? Because a lawsuit's going to cost them a lot of money, because they're defending a position that is indefensible, right?
Yeah, it's unconstitutional for sure. In fact, what's interesting is that this farmer's market, they have encouraged and promoted other perspectives on marriage on their Facebook page and those vendors who come. So they're actually singling out Steve Tennis's position on marriage, and they created a policy designed to block people like him from participating in the market. In fact, they gave his belief, they cited his belief on marriage as the sole reason that he is blocked from participating in this farmer's market. So yes, it's there's a freedom of speech issue, there's a freedom of religion issue, there's an equal protection issue, but unfortunately the city has doubled down. So we will continue to litigate this, because it really isn't just about the freedom of the Tennyson family, but it's really about the freedom of all Americans.
And you could probably also argue that the city has now hurt his business, because now that has been made public, he's probably going to lose business. So you could probably argue that point as well. So
Carrie, unfortunately we're out of time, but thank you very much. Keep up the good fight and keep us updated.
Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. 6:44 now on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. You can schedule a visit with an Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Book an appointment at inova.org/get well. Inova, join the future of health.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, maybe we can't stop time, but those bags and puffiness under your eyes, they don't need to be there. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them. Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours, including Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She wrote in and said, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product and I want to use it on my entire face. Wow, you go for it, Josie. And by the way, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. I use it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in as little as 12 hours. Call now. Save big on Genucel summer clearance event. Order Genucel now and get a free month supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
6:45, America. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Indeed, good morning. As we head around the Beltway, good in Virginia. No major problems to report to some of the volume building. But now in the Maryland Beltway, in the backups, topside. Outer loop, which slows from 95 toward Georgia Avenue, right near University Boulevard for crash that just happened. For 270, once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, we'll get some slowdowns now, pushing through Germantown, off and on into Rockville, but nothing reported along the way. In the Bowie area, still we have this crash involving a tractor trailer. Delays continue to grow. Just north of 214 Central Avenue at Mitchellville Road, seeing the crash, just the shoulder gets by, and delays are from Central Avenue. And keep in mind, road repairs near Joint Andrews on Allentown Road between Route 5 Branch Avenue and Off Road. You hit one lane getting by in each direction using the eastbound lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild morning, but we won't go up too much by this afternoon. We'll still stay below average at 78 degrees. Northwesterly flow, cloud, sunshine in the sky, and maybe a few raindrops. Just a slight chance of showers. Overnight, a little better chance of a few showers. We'll fall back to about 60. Showers on Wednesday morning, then cloudy Wednesday afternoon. 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
67 degrees now in the nation's capital. It's 6:47 on WMAL. So, you know, this to hear this story that we just heard from Carrie Kupek, you've got this family farm in Michigan who wanted to keep participating in their farmer's market but can't because they said they answered a question about whether or not they would have a same-sex marriage, host a same-sex marriage on their farm, their home. And they said, no, sorry, we're a Catholic family, so if we host weddings at all, it'll be for heterosexual marriages. Thank you very much. In fact, here are a couple of other orchards you could stop by. I know they host same-sex marriages. You know, God bless. Well, now they're being kicked out of their farmer's market, Mary, and this is, like, fully insane.
Yeah, and interesting. Steve Tennis is the farm owner, and they had been, as you said, we heard from the lawyer, Carrie Kupek, say, you know, they'd won awards. They were very valued at the fair, the farmer's market. Here's the owner, Steve Tennis.
A couple had asked us if we would perform in our backyard, at our home, and participate in their same-sex ceremony. And at that time, we referred them to a neighboring orchard. And we left that conversation civilly. And again, started the person who asked the question on Facebook. We responded on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And that's when immediately the City of East Lansing officials wanted us, pressured us not to come back to the farmers market that very weekend. And ultimately, they developed this new policy specifically to bar our farm.
Men in black suits just like arrive at his door.
They were totally set up. This was a total setup to make sure. And you know what this is about? This is the thought police, because they don't think the right way. So the government is going to silence them because, you know, liberals are all about, you know, diversity and they're all about free speech. They don't think the right way. That's
Do you remember Memories Pizza?
Yes.
The pizza place was literally asked a question by a reporter. Hey, would you cater a gay wedding? And they're like, no, I don't think so. It's a pizza place. Who the heck's going to cater a wedding with pizza?
May I just say that none of my gay friends would ever have a pizza party for their wedding. No. Gay weddings are the best, by the way.
But by the way, if you want to save some money, catering a wedding with pizza is pretty cool anyway. But the point is, they got ripped for it. The national press went crazy. They had to shut the place down as a result.
It's the thought police muck. It's crazy.
2017, baby. 6:50 on WBL.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah. Because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your one seven-figure decision, and I'll give you my Fortunes and Flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free $20 Visa gift card, an e-writer tablet, and USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
6:53 now, time to check in on your money. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
Yeah, good morning. Stock futures lower right now. Markets are lower overseas as well. The major indexes closed a little lower yesterday, but still near record highs. Google is already in thousands of American classrooms. It says it will now help to teach online safety to kids. The Be Internet Aware program, of course, has a game that shows preteens how to protect themselves from scams and predators. Amazon Prime is offering
offering discounts to those on government benefits. Customers on food stamps will get a discounted $5.99 a month for membership to get that free two-day shipping and unlimited movie and TV streaming. The regular prime price is $99 a year or $10.99 a month. Ivanka Trump slummed it in a $35 dress from Target yesterday, and people noticed. The president's daughter and special advisor should have waited. That little black Victoria Beckham for Target collection dress is now on sale for $17. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
6:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get it moving on 95. We're trying to. Out of Stafford to Aquia with the slowdowns there. Then you're okay for Triangle Dumfries this morning. Second set of delays to get up and past the Prince William Parkway. You find that minor incident was on the shoulder. Into the Sun Glare, 395. Tough go at it through Landmark. Now on 210 northbound, as you come up to Old Fort Road North, the north end of that, that's where crews are responding to a crash. Bowie area on 301 northbound, north of 214 Central Avenue, Mitchellville Road, tractor-trailer incident, just the shoulder gets by. And for the Beltway, topside Maryland, within the backups near University Boulevard for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild morning, but won't go up too much by this afternoon. We'll still stay below average at 78 degrees. Northwesterly flow, clouds, sunshine in the sky, and maybe a few raindrops. Just a slight chance of showers. Overnight, a little better chance of a few showers. We'll fall back to about 60. Showers on Wednesday morning, then cloudy Wednesday afternoon. 68. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 67 degrees. 6:56 now on WMAL.
I have some good news.
Take a ride in the cash cab.
Yeah, I have some good news. Good news. Cash Cab is coming back! I am so excited. I loved Cash Cab.
A guilty pleasure, Cash Cab?
It was, but it was fun. It also made you... To me, it's like Jeopardy. A show where you can actually learn something or try to exercise your brain is not a guilty pleasure. Maury is a guilty pleasure. Wendy Williams, adore, guilty pleasure.
Well, tell the people what they were missing.
Cab, filmed in New York. Right, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, Vince, but it was one of the bigger, it wasn't like a regular cab, it was like a SUV type cab. And you get in and you sit down, and the host, Ben Bailey, turns around and goes, "You're time to take a ride in the cash cab, woohoo!" And all these lights come on, and you ride in the cab getting to where you need to go, and he asks you trivia questions as you go along, and you can win money.
Right.
And you can punch out if you don't want to keep going. So it was a really cool, fun trivia show. He won 4 daytime Emmys for hosting the show. So it was really popular. And they just announced that it is coming back. I never understood why they got rid of it to begin with. Definitely a cult favorite. But I liked it because it works your brain. So, and I'm a dork, and I love that stuff.
Yeah, my only thing, whenever I watched that show, I always thought to myself, like, man, it would really stink if you actually have an appointment to make and you're in this cab and this guy's asking you trivia questions, and if you get enough questions wrong, he dumps you out halfway to your destination.
Right.
And then you're like, exactly. I've got an appointment. Why the heck did I climb into this stupid cab? Just my luck. The day I've got the most important job interview of my life, I get in the cash cab and lose.
Don't you think your employer, you can't tell them you lost. Yeah, I lost. They can't. But that's a great story.
I can't answer simple trivia questions. I was tossed out on 45th.
But some of the trivia questions weren't that easy. Some of them were really hard. And if you get in with a group of people, you can all play to win. So the moral of the story is obviously travel with friends in Manhattan if you're going to take a cab.
Definitely.
But the thing that also that was about it, I look at it the opposite way of, boy, if I have a really long trip, I have the opportunity to win more money.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm going further. And in Manhattan, that could take an hour. So I could just keep answering cash cab questions forever.
Right. So if you're going to jump in the cash cab, try and do it during rush hour.
Right. Well, no, pretty much nobody takes a cab during rush hour. I'm just kind of saying everybody's, although with the subway the way it is. So I would love to see them take cash cab and put it in other cities as well. I realize New York was where it was always done. That's why they're going to keep it in New York. I get it. But I would love to see them, you know, do it here, do it in D.C., do it in other cities where, you know, people expand the franchise.
Yeah.
Discovery is in Silver
or
Spring.
Or maybe start up Cash Uber. Pay me.
That's exactly what I said. I said they should do Cash Uber because a lot of people don't take cabs anymore. But did you know Discovery is based in Silver Spring? So
yeah.
If they're listening, I think you've got potential here to expand the franchise, kids. That's what I would like to see, Dad.
Imagine Cash Uber. You could play right on your cell phone if it just starts populating questions for you. Win your money back as you're spending it.
Well, I think they might need a bigger budget for that. I'm just saying. Coming up on WMAL.
Okay. This is going to be great. We're going to talk about all these climate change reactions that have been coming from the District of Columbia, kind of for the Paris deal. The state of Virginia, kind of for the Paris deal. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, and how it may affect you. Also, Dr. Michael Makovsky, the president of the Jewish Institute for National Security of America, is going to be talking to us at the ins and outs. He'll educate us.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.